From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. There have been a number of protests in U.S. cities, some violent, after Tuesday's elections in which President-elect Donald Trump won the Electoral College, but not the popular or majority vote. In fact, polling Friday indicates that he still trails Hillary Clinton by more than 200,000 votes. That won't change the election's outcome, and Mr. Trump has begun the transition into office with his first visit to the U.S. Capitol. More from VOA's Michael Bowman.
After meeting with President Obama, Donald Trump strategized with a Republican ally, House Speaker Paul Ryan.
We are now talking about how we're going to hit the ground running.
And laid out his legislative goals.
We're going to lower taxes, as you know. We're going to fix health care and make it more affordable and better.
On the other side of the Capitol, Trump conferred with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the other man he will rely on to shepherd his agenda through Congress. Now Republicans are laying plans for the coming year.
We would like to see the country go in a different direction.
With Republicans controlling both houses of Congress and the White House, McConnell expects action on taxes, repealing Obamacare, and filling a Supreme Court vacancy. Senate Democrats will be able to use procedural tactics to block some, but not all, Republican agenda items. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Thursday, lawyers for President-elect Donald Trump agreed to begin settlement talks in a 2010 class action lawsuit alleging fraud against a former Trump university. Trump's lawyers went to court in an attempt to push back the November 28th court date for the lawsuit until after Trump is sworn into office. This is VOA News.